Welcome back, everybody, to Five's a Crowd. We're your five favorite hosts. We've got Cam, Chris, Austin, Zach, and myself, Tony.
Hola.
We were just having a fun conversation before we started recording here about images popping into your head as you're listening to people talk. And so we wanted to kind of go into that a little bit. And one thing I was wondering, what I was kind of asking is, like, if you were to picture a house or a bedroom for each of us, how would you picture it based on just what you know about us? Not the fact that you've seen it, but just like what you know about us. What would you picture?
So wait, are we thinking like current, like your married bedroom or like your high school bedroom?
Let's go high school. That's fun.
Now I got to throw in this just because you guys missed about 20 minutes of hilariousness. We went off on a dirty tangent for a good 20 minutes before and it did not make the cut, most likely. I don't know.
It took a while to come back.
Stop.
Why'd you have to say stop? That immediately made me go there.
For your monthly contribution, you may get the
is
beginning
that what Kim says?
Stop. Go.
There we go. We should do...
Five's a Crowd at night or after dark.
Five's a Crowd after dark.
Oh, this episode, Mike... Well, let's put a disclaimer at the beginning of this just to be safe.
Hey, here's an idea. We'll see. We should do a membership tier where they get the exclusive dirty talk that
there you go. That's where we can do the $10 a month.
There you go.
Exclusive. After dark.
You get the conversation that happened before the conversation.
Yep.
Sometimes
you
we
get
go
the
off
full
for a
unedited.
While.
Oh, my wife ain't getting $10.
Nope. See, that's the other reason it's a paid.
Gotta shut down
honey,
the bank
let
account
me have
now.
The extra.
No.
You gotta pay.
No.
Okay.
Oh my God. Really want to know the answer to this? No.
High school bedrooms.
Just to kind of set it a little bit, I was saying before with Chris, because he's such an outdoorsman, I pictured his bedroom to be like Gaston's room in the cartoon Beauty and the Beast with all the antlers and everything like that. And so that's kind of the idea I'm thinking here.
Muskets.
That goes to the man cave. The bedroom's classy.
The bedroom was your man cave.
Bedroom's
probably smells of mahogany.
Oh, yeah, we're doing before.
Camo sheets.
No.
See, let's all together paint the picture of Chris's room.
Okay.
I could see that. Camo sheets.
Camo sheets.
No, see, I picture a big bearskin sheet. Like, you know,
the bearskin would be just at the bottom, the foot of the bed on the ground. Mm-hmm.
Does that have a head on it with the mouth open?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I could see a log bed.
Yep.
Like Lincoln logs.
Like the like white pine posts.
No, not white. I'm picturing them like the actual, like, as if you literally just cut them out of the forest.
And just threw some like polyurethane on it.
Yeah.
Just
made some.
Okay. Sealed in the natural
Still
wood.
Had the knots in it and different things. Mm-hmm.
I see it.
I see like a Nat Geo poster.
Fireplace.
Like bear snatching fish out of the waterfall. Yep.
Maybe he's got one of those stump like bear figures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's more on his porch.
It's like standing up and it's got like a little plate where he puts his keys in his wallet.
Okay.
Right by his door.
See, and you have to have a fireplace in the front of the bed.
Just a little
and in between
crackling.
Is that bearskin rug.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See it in my mind's
in
eye.
In the corner, he's got his fishing poles just kind of hanging up in the corner there.
Mm-hmm. His closet has all of his hunting gear in it. Uh-huh. Some of it's like falling out because it's not... Completely tidy because he's a busy guy.
And his closet door is another one of those like folding doors, but it's made straight out of like natural wood.
Okay.
But don't forget right above it, it's got those like punny little like hunting tin like decorations, you know what I mean? Like gone fishing or whatever.
Like someone just cut the wood. Something like that.
And then his light is like a chandelier with actual candles.
Antlers.
An antler chandelier with actual candles.
That sounds bougie.
It's a dope room. Can we design each other's rooms? Go a home makeover on this?
Dang.
Oh, dude, I like it. How close are we?
Oh my God, I'm almost a little jealous of your room.
To how my room actually was?
Yeah.
Not even.
You know, I'm gonna say instead of camo sheets, he had plaid sheets.
You guys just
there you go. Yeah.
I was gonna say there's gotta be plaid
sheets. Plaid sheets. Yep.
Okay.
I got plaid underwear on.
Long johns. Yes, long johns. Yep. Button up.
Uh-huh. The little flap in the butt.
You weren't right, but sounds pretty.
Would you like it, though?
Snazzy. I would. No.
No.
Just kidding.
Are we way off?
Bro, that's a
if you could pick your own room?
If my no, because I kind of like, I like a clean, classy looking room.
Like a modern classy?
Like, no, like Victorian kind of styled. Classy.
Okay.
But
John, four post.
I mean, I would definitely have all that, all the stuff you put in my bedroom. I would have throughout my house.
Yeah. We were close. We were close. All right.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Cam's. What's Cam's room? I instantly see action figures everywhere.
Everywhere. Action figures.
Everywhere. See, I see
his
Legos
bed,
everywhere.
His bed would look like the Millennium Falcon. Like.
Have you ever seen the movie 17 Again?
Yeah.
He is the older guy who...
The friend?
The friend or whatever when he's old and he has the house just full of like geek stuff.
Well, that's how his house was when he was a bachelor.
See? Yeah. Sleeps in the pod racer or whatever.
Yeah,
I see him having a shelf that like has a Halo helmet on it and a...
Mm-hmm.
Like
he might have one of those. Look, he's got his eyes going.
He's got his Batman
Mandalorian. Like,
oh, he's already got a Mandalorian mask.
He's got a case, like a shadow box with batarangs in it on the wall.
Ooh. He's got the samurai swords hung on his wall, like kind of in an X.
With katanas.
Yes. No, with the size.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you've got Gundam fighters. I see Gundam.
Nice. Mm.
See, I picture some band posters
band
in there.
Band posters?
Too.
What yes. bands?
It's got to be like brand new.
All time low.
It's got to be bands. It's got to be like something like that.
We're talking high school.
Yeah. I see.
Newfound Glory poster.
He's got.
Yeah.
On the. Oh, no, maybe
what's
not.
That one band that he loves so much? I can't think.
Brand
not
new.
Not
brand, new.
I mean, I know brand new, but there's another one. There's like a fighting. Oh, what is it?
I think I know who you're thinking of.
You wear their sweaters all the time. Their hoodies. It's not something fighting.
There's who an F.
It? Yeah, what is it?
4 Year Strong?
That's the one. Oh. 4 Year Strong poster.
I also see him having like an old school stereo system, the one that has the separate speakers and then the center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
With the CD changer on the top.
You know what? He would have the standing arcade in his room too. Like the old school arcade. I could see that.
Galactica. Yeah. Galica or whatever. Galaxia. Something.
What else?
Something Gaga.
I mean, those were, if we're talking high school, right,
you had a bass guitar, longboards.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I was going to say Apple, but that wasn't really around in high school, so.
Your room, I feel like, would be the most random of us all.
Volcom stickers slapped in random spots.
Yeah.
What about the bed?
He's got 100 we bucks on his nightstand.
100 what?
Said Chris for Chris's longboard.
The best? Your bed, dude, has no bed frame. It just has the supports.
Yeah.
It just has the supports.
Those metal frame supports. Yep.
And it's got black bedding. That's what I see.
No, it's got to have like some kind of decorative comforter, though. Like,
nah.
I still picture.
Nah, it's just black.
Yeah.
I picture like a Star Wars.
I picture a ceiling like having stars all over the ceiling.
All those glow in the dark
that.
Stars.
Yeah. I can see that.
He's got a disco ball hanging from his light.
I don't know. About, like, you're not far off.
No, he's got some kind of party thing going on. Like, it's either a disco ball or one of those balls that has the multicolored lights when you turn it on.
Dude, I see. Okay. He's like a Star Trekky, so I see more of like a Star Trek, like a Spock
Star
outfit.
Wars.
Like a Spock outfit.
Like a Spock.
What's on his floor? Clothes.
Clothes. He's got clothes. He's got a...
That's on everyone's floor.
It's a messy bedroom.
I see him having like a chair with clothes on the chair. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So that way, it's kind of a... organized chaos, like he's, yeah,
like it's not like clothes everywhere, but yeah, like, there's
probably
clothes
like
right there.
The clothes on the floor, the dirty ones, the ones on the chair, the clean ones. Got it. Yeah.
And it's one of those chairs that's a hand. You remember those ones?
You can see that.
Oh, I was gonna
and
say
on one
something
of the fingers
too.
Was a hat.
Yeah, No, he's got a hat on each finger. Because he's always wearing, or a hat and a beanie. Beanies. Yes.
Okay.
And there's no pants. It's all shorts.
And a random Selena Gomez poster above his bed.
That's what I was going to say. Selena Gomez on the ceiling, and then a cardboard cutout of Princess Leia in the gold bikini. Oh my
God. There you go. That is Cam's room.
I'm gonna change the wall or whatever. It's not really painted. It's that old fashioned wood wall.
The paneling.
Wainscoting. Wainscoting.
Yeah, I see. I like it.
And your carpet's not really carpet.
And then on the wall too,
more shag carpet.
It's white wall with the wainscoting. I see a wainscoting, but then it's like painted with the white coming in the wainscoting a little bit.
That's like my current living room.
I don't think have I been in your house?
I don't know.
There you go. That's Cam's room. How close were we?
I'm not gonna lie, like you guys were pretty dang close.
Really?
Like 90% of those things were probably in my room at some point in time.
Okay.
Like there was always a chair, but it was a nice, like kind of big, like one of those fancy, really high back like armchairs. Mm-hmm. They usually had clothes all over it.
But like, straight up,
I action figures, Gundam models, Legos. I had both katanas and size in my room at some point in time. I did sleep on a futon the majority of my life.
Okay.
Which is a metal frame.
Uh-huh. And was it black?
The futon was black.
Yeah!
As for like sheets, I never had sheets on the futon, but I had a comforter. I would use just like a comforter.
What color was a comforter?
I'm trying to think.
It was like gray or black.
I think it was like, yeah, it was like gray or dark blue or black. But like,
okay, aside from like actual stuff. Room, how would you like the room we designed for you?
Dude, I mean, those things are great. I would have bands. You got all the band posters, right? I'd have guitars, bass guitars. All nice. That good jazz. I did have a speaker that had the two separate speakers and the big centerpiece.
Yeah.
Oh, and I had it on like a special like shelf have
the,
for that.
The stack of CDs.
Yep. Like it was right underneath it. It was like a 5-disc changer.
Yes.
Yup. Had all that crap.
You also had like a low ceiling. I see a low ceiling. It's like a basement.
It wasn't
room.
A basement. My bedroom was in the basement.
It's in the basement.
Dude, that's funny. No, yeah, like most, pretty much all that stuff.
Nice.
What about the Spock?
No. I do like Star Trek. I like both.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's not a Trekkie by any means.
But I'm not like, yeah, I'm not one to like have a lot of Star Trek memorabilia, but I would have Star Wars stuff.
Okay. What about just like the Star Trek pin somewhere?
I don't have them. Oh. I mean.
My mind ran off.
Maybe I'd have like the Enterprise.
I thought your mind doesn't do that.
Floating inside.
I told you when I focus on
it. Dang it, he's focused on Star Trek.
That's funny.
All right.
Nice. I feel loved because like you guys just know all the stuff.
Zach's room.
Utes, oh, everything.
No. I got the first thing is his bed is a wrestling ring. It's got the ropes around it.
Yes. Yes. And he has to like jump, do something to get out every time.
He like backflips off the ropes to land on his bed.
Got you.
But his comforter is definitely Utes.
He's got the TV in front of the bed.
Yeah. Right. Like right at the foot or like against the wall.
Like right at the like. So I picture his room. There's not much room between the bed and the wall. And it's right there.
And it's one of those. I actually picture one of those giant big screens. Do you know the fat ones?
Yeah.
That's like, what he's got
in
his room.
Used to have.
Yes.
What was that? Oh, yeah. Those big old projection screens.
Yeah.
I see a fathead sticker of a football player somewhere.
No, because he's not a
probably like an
NFL.
Alex Smith, 49er, Ute, had to have been in there.
I did love Alex Smith.
Yeah, see? Called it. And definitely like some Dwayne the Rock Johnson memorabilia, probably like above your bed,
like a Speedo, like Dwayne's Speedo, just like right against the like posted on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little shrine to him.
Yeah, a little.
Definitely movie posters.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot classic of movies, like older movies.
I see like Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Yeah, Back to the Future.
I see I see just a shelf of DVDs.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And CDs.
That's all that's there.
He's got a half open like CD booklet, holds 200 CDs.
Yes.
Yep.
Tony doesn't have one because it was stolen.
I know. Fell off the roof of my car.
Gosh.
He's got to have some Marvel stuff in there. You know he does. He's got like a little.
He's got a bookshelf of comic books.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I picture it not being a very big room though. Like he just has everything just stacked in that room.
Because he's the youngest. So I picture him getting a lot of the hand-me-downs. His
dresser is like half open and clothes are like hanging out of it.
See, I actually see his room really tidy.
I do too. I see it clean. Like it's tidy. Organized chaos as far
super
as
tidy.
Clean.
Oh,
but
tidy. I thought you were saying tiny.
Like stacked full of stuff, but everything's neat. And then
everything's in its place.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I see a Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I can see that.
He controllers are like.
WWE.
They're put in specific places and real clean and like organized.
His controllers are wound up just right, have their spots.
Yep.
He's got his games in alphabetical order, along with his movies and CDs. He's got.
You're looking into my soul, Ken.
I know. I'm thinking. He's got Iron Man outfit hanging in his closet.
He's got a poster of Dwayne The Rock Johnson on top of a poster of a WWE diva so he can hide it from his parents.
Just like opens it up. The sticky gum. That sticky gum.
The sticky gum.
I remember the sticky gum.
Not allowed to put holes in the walls.
Right?
No tack holes. Mm-hmm. That's just tacky.
Tacky.
Tacky. Let's see here.
His sheets. Because
who's his crush? Who's his crush back in high school?
Kelly Kapowski.
K-Pow.
The Pink Ranger.
No.
High school. This
or
is...
who is the girl from Mortal Kombat?
Katana.
The one we were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
Is that it? That girl.
No, it's a wrestler.
Were they?
China.
Definitely a poster of China.
No.
The poster of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm. When did Dwayne come into the picture, though? I don't know if it's Dwayne.
That was like junior high.
I picture more of like Hulk Hogan or one of the classics.
Ooh,
Randy Macho Savage. Man Savage.
Brother, I got you for 3 minutes. A playtime. Have you seen that? Sorry to jump off of this real fast, but did you see you shared it. The Spider-Man villains, and they had all of them. Then it was Macho Man or Bonesaw. Oh man,
Bonesaw. And I see a fridge.
I see a mini fridge,
real tiny,
with like, Mountain Dew in it,
like 9 drinks.
And
can keep a 12-pack of soda in here,
and a microwave on top of it. There we go. That's your room.
No, he's got a popcorn machine in his room.
Oh yeah. Ooh,
I like that.
He's got a Utes bed frame. Our Utes
quilt comforter.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. For sure.
Yeah,
Utes comforter.
And he's got a signed football by a Utes player like on his dresser.
In a glass case.
Yeah.
On like the pedestal that like holds it at an angle.
Yep.
And then like some rando like BYU thing with just like hatred on it.
A dartboard. BYU dartboard.
Yes. How close are we?
Semi-close. I mean, you're pretty good. I did have movie posters, but they weren't the classic ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had to have been modern day.
Like I remember I had Terminator. A movie poster that was like Scary Movie.
See.
A couple, you know, I'm working at the movie theater. I just get random posters here and there. So they, you know, revolve around. Yeah.
Kill
with
Bill.
Sticky gum.
No, they were tacks.
Dang it.
Oh my gosh. The resale value.
my room was very cleanly. It was very organized. I did have the Nintendo 64. I had the TV on the dresser. There was very little room between the dresser and the bed.
Yeah.
It was literally the bed, and then there was like just barely enough walking room, and then my dresser with the TV.
What comforter did you have?
I did not have any movies in there. It was all music.
Wow.
I was really big. big into music back in high school. So
same.
More than I was same. Into movies. Movies hit a little. I was still into movies, but I was more into music.
Hmm. Got you.
So I had like three of those music binders that held like 250 in each one.
Yeah.
They were all burned though.
No.
Really?
They were all purchased.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I want to say I did have a rock poster. It was
with
it
Black was, China.
No, it was an actual rock. Oh, wait. Like just a rock. Was it sandstone, limestone?
Yes.
Granite.
That could have been worse.
It was it was the rock. I never had any Hulk Hogan. No, it was always the rock.
Nice.
So
no WWE listen, divas Dwayne? In there.
Did you ever hear that?
Nope.
No. Just like that Kevin no Hart divas. One. He's like, why was I named The Rock? He's like, because you're dumber than uh-huh. you're dumb as a rock. You're dumb as a rock.
You didn't hide any cute lady posters in there?
No. But my crush then was Britney Spears.
Of course. Oh, that reminds me. You guys were close. I had a cardboard cutout of Selena Gomez.
That
was a gift. And I had a poster of Jessica Alba from Sin City.
Oh.
It mysteriously disappeared while I was on my mission.
You were close, though, with the Kelly Kapowski. I always, and Kara knows about this, so I can say it. there's a girl I grew up with since like junior high. Her name was Kelly. Had the biggest crush on her. She was like my best friend.
I thought she had the biggest.
Is she the one you gave a pineapple to?
No.
Oh.
No. But
I was wondering. Just
I always pictured it as Saved by the Bell. Zach and Kelly got together.
Oh.
So Zach and Kelly was supposed
to. 2-2.
Oh.
Nice. All right.
But, and my bedspread, in all honesty, I was just plain. It was like a plaid, just normal. It was nothing. But I did have a U of U football. Always right above my mirror, because I had a mirror in my room attached to the dresser. It was one of those mirror dressers.
Got you. So now here's the question. Are we actually like trying to pinpoint what it was, or are we like going off the rails?
I like what we're doing.
Okay.
Just keep doing what we're doing.
Well, more so because his was like extravagant, and then his we tried to
like actually make it more.
I was going to say, I thought kind of starting off, we were describing based off of personality and just how we know him, what would be the ideal room.
Yeah.
The funny thing is you guys like pretty much nailed mine, like whether extravagant or not, it was pretty darn close. Mm-hmm. I think same with Cam.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed
like freaky close.
I wasn't allowed to decorate or do anything to my room. I just had the bases. And I wasn't even allowed to keep very many toys. I had a select amount of toys. The rest had to go downstairs in the playroom.
See, if we went into like your actual childhood, I would describe a very sad room.
Yeah. Just a jail cell.
Like, you know, the Harry Potter under the closet.
He's got like the metal cup. Like,
looks like a freaking halfway house.
Mother, where's my oatmeal?
More porridge, please.
More?
Set of kisses. Wait. Get kicked.
These sausages are moldy.
I clash because I am very outdoorsy, but I also like elegant, like nice looking. So it clashes. So
you'd be one
spots.
Of those like Park City homes where it's got the cabin-y feel, but at the same time, it's a multi-million-dollar, very fancy home.
Yeah.
I felt like it'd be the other way. Like it'd I'd be rather, a more modern, like sleek looking home.
But in the
but
woods.
But he'd be very campy and outdoors.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not too on the modern look.
See, like, so now going into Austin.
I mean, like, oh my goodness.
Austin.
Why'd you say, oh my goodness?
I've already pictured your bedroom.
I do. Oh, yeah. The room of the neighbors from Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. 100%.
Like he's got
organized, clean,
slick,
no dust,
neon
anywhere.
Glow.
It's got
floor
like,
is constantly vacuumed.
I would like that.
He's got one of those water beds, like but the frame of the bed is like very sharp and just clean cut.
Yeah,
right?
Minimal.
Yeah.
The bed is consistently made just perfect to a T.
Black sheets.
He's got his like top of the line CD player.
It's like
newest
it's like
one
clear
that's ever
glass
out.
Thing yeah. like stands up and you put
and
the disc
got
in
the
and it spins.
Neon lights that light up behind it and then he's got
a TV
he's got his
in there
64
somewhere.
Too, but it's like in his, I picture it like in a, like a really entertainment nice center? Entertainment center. Mm-hmm. Yep.
With yeah, a nice
the entertainment center has like the doors that are clean. There's nothing to them. And yep. they shut.
Yeah. Where he's got some of those like kind
slide
of
slide shut.
Yeah.
Almost.
No, they have like the little glass doors with the little push magnet.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm that's thinking.
Yes.
But, but it's like frosted glass. It's like that frosted yeah. glass.
I like it. Frosted glass. He's got all his CDs like alphabetical order in the cases sitting there.
He's got that like strip lighting along the edge of the ceiling so it lights up
like
all.
A little kind of an edge that hides it so it just glows. Mm-hmm. I can see that. He's got the doors that have like the like his bathroom door here, like that inlaid wood on it makes it, yeah. you know.
His room smells like Axe.
Yes. Because in the bathroom that's attached to his room, he's got a few cans.
He's got
like for different occasions.
All right, okay.
He's got a clapper.
Yes. Clapper.
Yes. He's got music posters for like semi-obscure alternative pop punk bands.
Yes.
But they're like really nice poster frames. So like it's got the glass on it. Yeah. Like right. the black like frame and
then
stuff.
He's got the Jennifer Love Hewitt on his ceiling.
Yep. Yep. Just making them kissy
they're
eyes.
They're lined
on
up.
It.
The posters are lined up on the wall like perfectly. Oh, perfectly.
Space. Yep. Yep.
Level. Oh, and then he's got the Broncos black. Helmet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You yep, can't yep. forget the Broncos.
Yep. Don't forget, he's got a cork board. Okay, that's got every yes. concert ticket he's ever gone to.
Hey, I actually had that.
Can you remember that? I do remember that. He's got some like Polaroids on it.
See, okay. I even picture a framed Bronco jersey or something like that.
Ooh, yeah.
Signed by Elway.
Mm-hmm. I picture it being like pledged, like super shiny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. In the walk-in bathroom, everything is organized. If you're taking medications and stuff, it's like perfectly lined up.
Yep. Why is he taking medications?
Because it's Austin. his contacts are over there with his little contact solution.
Supplements.
He's got like a shag kind of carpet.
He's got a small walk-in closet, but in the doorway of the walk-in closet, he's got a bar to do pull-ups with.
Okay.
The mirror in the bathroom is sparkly clean. There is like no like. You know, sometimes you get those little toothpaste dots on the mirror.
Yep, not him.
Nope, it's not there.
You got like a special little mat like right behind his door for his shoes.
Uh-huh.
So when he's in his room, he's not wearing shoes because that's relaxy time. No shoes in there.
He's got a computer desk.
You guys are
desk.
Making me want this room.
He's got a computer desk with his computer on it, and it's one of those like see-through Macs, remember? Colorful.
You wouldn't have a Mac in
that's
there.
True. That's true. Whatever that's the true. Top of the line, I don't know
it'd be
computers,
a
but yeah.
that time. Yeah.
The like time of Dell. Alienware. It's good with a green neon glow to
intercooler.
It.
Intercooler.
And on his computer desk, he's got one of those like Zen sand things where you like rake the sand.
I would love one of those.
He's got one of those mouse pads that had like the weird squishy part where you rest your wrist. But no carpal
part
tunnel
is, like,
for you.
Perfect.
Yep.
Along with in front of
the
keyboard. Poking and
yep. Keyboard with the little squishy thing that you can like move and
but
slap.
But his keyboard is one of those split ones where it's got
where it's the right hand, left hand.
Ergonomic.
Yes.
Wow. They have like
his mouse is that giant ball on top.
Uh huh.
I always hated those. I hated those so much. That was the dumbest thing.
He has really nice, like fancy speakers.
One of his walls like, is all windows too, like the nice uniform windows.
See, I pictured it a basement with a window well.
Window well, yeah. For sure. It's got the rocks in
it. I don't picture that.
I was going to say, the walk-in closet, you literally walk in and everything is just organized. You've got...
But it's all the white frames, like the white metal shelves, you know what I mean? Like the metal mesh or frames or whatever.
You've got the slats, the shelving in there, but then you've
with
got...
With all the shoes.
Each thing is sectioned off. You've got your shirts, your nice shirts,
man, you guys
suits.
Are like making me
and there's a
this
mirror.
Room.
There's a mirror on the door.
Yeah, so when he shuts it, he can check himself out in the mirror.
Well,
head to toe mirror.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got to have a head to toe mirror.
Oh, he's got a headboard. Oh. There's got to be a headboard. Yeah. And he's got stuff on it, but like a fancier like alarm clock with really big neon green letters.
I don't know why this all just popped in my head. Completely Barney Stinson.
Yep. I would love that room.
Suit
his,
up.
His pajamas look like a tuxedo.
Uh-huh. That would be so rad.
Well,
I love it. I love it. I wish that was my room growing up. That would be epic. I would love that. Yeah, there were a lot of things you guys hit on the head. Obviously, the corkboard. I swear you remember that
I did remember that one.
I did have the entertainment stand with the little magnetic window. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I had... I didn't have the vertical CD player, but I definitely had the clear on the top so you could see him spinning. Had actually back then when I like depending, I wasn't into football yet.
See, so I was thinking that. I don't think he
that was
cared
after high school.
Time.
After okay.
Okay.
I had a lot of import tuner stuff.
That's right.
A lot of like Need for Speed
and that's what you would have had on your headboard is a model car.
Yep, model car.
So it would have been a Supra.
Yep.
Super
RX-7. RX-7, that's right.
In a glass case.
I had a lot of that.
You had a lot of car magazines. Gosh.
That was back when I had the Asian flu, or the Asian, what do they call that? Not the Asian flu.
Asian persuasion.
That was bad. Asian persuasion.
Asian flu's current.
I had like a little thing for Asians.
I remember that, all those tuner magazines.
Heck yeah, dude. Fast and Furious was in its prime. Yeah.
It still is.
Yeah.
It's just a different version.
So your Asian persuasion at the time, Lucy Liu?
No.
She was real. He was always Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I was always Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
But I loved the... I just, I don't know. I had like...
It's because of those magazines. They'd always had the Asian model standing next to the car.
I had a huge crush on Lucy Liu back then.
Still do.
I just remember who my crush was back then.
Who?
Who?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's married to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, I have no chance.
She's still married to him?
Oh, yeah, they're still married.
How long have they...
They've been married for a long
time.
He's
a long time.
He's a dapper man.
Didn't they meet in I Know What You Did Last Summer? Yeah.
Man, I'm not going to lie, though. Hearing how clean that room was, oh, man, that, like, sung to my heart.
That's the only thing I kept imagining is just the pristine cleanness.
I gave up on that when I got married.
Dude, it's been a tough, it's been a tough battle. I don't want to give up. Kids ruin that.
Kids, too.
Oh, man.
All of it.
Okay, Tony.
I see a dungeon.
Awesome. I like it.
I just see Tony having like a wood bed, just a simple wood bed.
I see.
No, I don't. It just came to me. He had his Corvette bed.
No.
I see 100% movie themed.
I'm seeing a lot of skulls.
Whoa! Wow. I see one skull. Of those. Yeah. I see one of those like twin size beds with the like had the shelves, the drawers pulling out from underneath, with like the headboard with shelving on it, and like the lights,
like one of those captain beds.
Okay, is that what they're called?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
I see a captain bed.
It's like a captain bed. They either come with the shelving or you have a pull out bed underneath it as well.
Yeah. And so then I see like Garfield trinkets.
Oh, he's got the shelving above for his headboard. He's got the shelving, the in stuff.
Mm-hmm. I see.
See, I'm still
there's
for
a
sure
clock
seeing
inside there.
There's got to be like some Godsmack
I'm
posters.
Seeing, I'm seeing more like one. Old school Metallica.
Yes, Skid Row. Exactly.
I see.
This is where I picture him with like the Friday the 13th poster or
I could
Freddy
see that. Yeah.
See, one of each. He's got to have his band. He's got to have his movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see him with. Gosh, what else do I
see? I do black picture, wardrobe. I don't say dungeon, but I do picture kind of a dark room.
See, I don't.
I feel like it's dark.
I see a light room. Kind of lighter, airy.
I'm picturing like a basement, kind of a
dark
room.
He's got like a beanbag chair where he can watch his movies.
I see a line worn out in the carpet.
I kind of see a banana chair.
Studio for a stadium or whatever when he was doing
a banana chair?
A little bit, maybe both.
I could see a banana chair.
Beanbag and a banana. So like him and his friends are hanging out.
Okay. I see. Gosh, what else was I see? Nightmare Before Christmas? A little bit.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really see
Jack
anything
Skellington
dedicated on the walls. I just see trinkets. I see like little tiny figurines.
There's got to be a poster or two on the wall.
See, and I don't
see a tiger poster.
I see like a smaller.
Oh,
like a wildlife.
The poster that he colored himself.
Oh. I had one of those.
Those are dope.
I see like a Nat Geo tiger thing for me. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm. What else do I see? Okay.
Definitely a TV.
Yes, he's got to have a TV.
Got to have a TV.
It's like a, it's one of those like DVD TVs.
Yes.
I see the TV on top of a dresser.
Yep.
Yep.
On top of a dresser.
But the dresser's like off to the side, so it's, the TV's like angled.
Yep.
Yep. Oh. To like face the bed.
Tucked in a corner.
Uh-huh. And it's, okay. It's either, or it's sitting on...
He's got the remote Velcro to the side of his bed.
I was going to say, I see it sitting on one of those TV stands.
That's true.
That has the movies on the sides that you can put the movies in the sides. It's got a little door on the bottom. You can put movies at the bottom there.
See, I feel like he'd have one of those sitting next to the dresser.
Dude, when you like said...
The stands.
When you said that Geo poster, I pictured like the tiger behind the trees and the trees right there, and it's just staring out in the snow. Staring at me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the white tiger?
It's a Siberian tiger.
Yeah, it would have to be a Siberian.
Yeah,
Siberian.
It'd be a Siberian tiger.
There's a Corvette in there somewhere. Model car or something.
Yep.
Like that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Okay.
See, I don't see any posters for you. I don't see any specific posters.
I see a stack. Movie tickets, concert tickets.
Okay.
A stack somewhere.
Well, maybe they're in a special tin.
Yeah. There you go.
I see more movie posters in the closet, like rolled up nice and neat. Like in the closet in the corner.
Like they couldn't fit on the walls. Like you gotta save it for later.
Quite put them all over
the
walls.
I see wall shelves, like shelves on the wall full of like knickknacks and stuff, cars.
I see one of those, like, I don't know what it is, but it's one of those vertical CD holders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next to the dresser, maybe?
See, that's always it. Yeah.
Is that what you said?
One side movies, one side CDs.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like the shoes would just always be in the middle of the floor. There'd just be shoes there.
No, man. Tony's room would be cleaner than my room.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That thing would be pristine. That thing would not have a single dust speck in that room.
See, I don't see it like extremely clean, but I do see it clean. Like, I'm not pristine down to the, like, the just clean.
I see it pretty simple. I see like a clean. Simple room.
Yeah.
I still see a lot of black, though.
I see it as you could eat off the toilet clean. Oh. Yeah, it'd be that clean. It would be that clean.
Okay.
Like sparkling.
Now here's the thing. I'm picturing this is like your high school room, but if we were to venture down like the dream room, what should we do for dream room?
Oh.
Wait, real quick. How close were we on the high school room?
You had a lot of things that were pretty spot on.
Really?
First off, the bed. I had that bed.
No way? You had a captain's bed?
Yeah. With the drawers on the side. And then the headboard with the little cubbies.
Yes!
That's crazy.
I had a Garfield lava lamp sitting on it.
Oh!
Yes!
And a Garfield alarm clock.
I called the Garfield Big Mac. Yeah. That's crazy.
I had a Ferrari model car, so not the Corvette.
Okay.
But I had a lot of shelves that had, I had the Corvette Hot Wheels that were still in the packages. And all the little knickknacks.
Yes. Knickknacks and trinkets.
I told you, man. There were no posters.
I did have posters.
Oh, dang it.
So I had this one that my brother-in-law gave me of this, like, it was cartoonish, but it was like a Black Panther ready to pounce.
Oh, you were so close. You were so close.
Wow.
And then the cleanliness, Austin's right. I kept my room spotless.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I dusted it probably twice a week. Like it was spotless.
I could also see some tribal stuff randomly. No?
No.
Maybe like a trapper
the concert
keeper.
The concert thing. So
what?
I had a little
tribal trapper keeper.
I had the entertainment center that was like it had the three drawers and then the closet little thing that you could open up that had more shelves. In there I had my movies, and then on the door of the closet thing was all my concert stickers, and then I had a basket that was both concert and movies tickets.
A basket.
Okay. So. Dude, that's crazy.
You guys were.
I had a tin.
You guys were real.
I know.
Oh, I had both the beanbag and the banana chair.
Yes! Yes!
My beanbag was tiger striped.
Oh, heck yeah.
My bedspread was a giant blanket that had a crouching tiger on it.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. Where was the dragon hiding?
The hidden dragon. Right.
My sheets were leopard sheets.
Yeah. My goodness.
I was hardcore about the big cats.
Oh,
I loved the big cats. But
That wow. is hilarious.
Okay. So I mean, you guys
wow, were he was the Tiger King the before the Tiger King.
I think you guys were closest on my room than any of ours.
Dang, that's wow. awesome.
What about the TV? Did you have a TV on a
so
dresser?
The dresser entertainment thing had the big spot for the TV.
Oh,
what
nice.
TV? What kind of TV?
Oh, it was just your classic kind of box like
gray
TV.
Tube TV,
gray box TV.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like 98% of them.
I know, right?
It was black, was it the but combo? It didn't have the combo. Dang I God. Had, did I have, I either had the DVD VCR combo.
I had the DVD VCR yeah. combo.
Or it was just a DVD player, but then it fit my Nintendo 64 and everything right there.
Dang. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I had the stack of.
I can't believe how spot on we were.
I had the stack of CDs.
I like he was holding it well because halfway through I was like, man, we got nothing.
I know. That's crazy.
I had the computer desk right there that I did my homework on. Oh, I remember I taped a sign. It was from, do you remember in the movie Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon, mm-hmm. how he had the sign on his ceiling that said you should be working? So that way every time he like leaned back, he could see it.
Uh-huh.
I put that on in front of my computer desk because that's where I would do my homework. And so if I looked up, you should be working.
Dang it. That's genius.
And then I had the CD player similar, the two big speakers with the middle mm-hmm. that mine was like a 5 or 6 disc, but it had yeah. each an individual tray for each disc.
Oh, mm-hmm.
stacked.
Yeah. And it was stacked. And I want to say it had the cassette player too.
I think mine was
too.
That same. And then two cassette.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Dang, dude, we knocked that out.
I
of
took
the park.
I took my closet doors off because my closet had like shelving and stuff that it looked good without the closet doors.
That's so funny.
And then it was extremely organized.
Oh yeah, I could understand that.
I miss that room. That was a cool room.
Was it in a basement?
It was not.
Okay. Was it well lit?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did. I did have a black light, though, so I could turn
okay.
the lights
man,
off.
Man, I forgot about black lights.
I know, right?
Yeah, when I would have girls over, I'd set the mood.
With a black light?
That's a terrible idea.
Don't look at the bed.
the tiger-striped bean bag with the black light, it was a hit.
Oh, dear.
Not really. I thought it was.
Turns out it never actually
He's got
worked.
A gunny sack and a sheet.
That's awesome. What would we say would be your dream room?
Dream room's totally movie. It's...
Yeah.
It's just a movie theater.
That's
it's just a movie theater with a bed in the middle.
Here's
his, no. Here's his bed. So you've got the nice big king size bed, and what you do is you've got it's got the posts and everything all the way around, and you push a button and a screen comes down, and he's got a projector mounted to the back of the bed, and so literally they're just laying in bed and it's a projector watching a movie.
Do
and then
like
when you're
idea?
Done, surround when you're done, sound. The projector rolls back up. You got surround sound on each four corners of the posts.
Believe it or not, I don't like the idea of a TV in the bedroom.
I was going to say that. Yep. I was like, nah, he doesn't like TV in the bedroom.
Nope. Man,
I would absolutely
Takes
love
away
that.
From other stuff.
Yep. He likes his activities.
That's right.
You There's do a it. Swing.
You do them together.
It's time for visualizing.
It's got a metal pole in the middle of the room. No real reason
okay,
why.
That's your room.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, I'm just going to expand on my room here. Copy paste my room.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. I don't know where to go from here. We went deep
great.
Into that.
Huh. Man. Yeah, that's about it. What would you guys add to your room? Like, I don't know. I don't want to like beat a dead horse with this, but like, what would you do to your own room? Like just a quick little detail that like you've always wanted in your bedroom.
I'm not going to lie. I would have loved to have a wrestling ring as a bed at the bed.
No
yeah.
way.
Oh yeah. Like even now, like I saw one, there actually like are some beds like that And I saw it and I shared it with Kara and I said, the wrestling moves we could do.
I got you for 3 minutes.
Tombstone.
No tapping.
Pile driver.
You're like, here, I need you to put this on. And she's like, a Spider-Man outfit.
You can see.
Chokeslam.
Have you guys seen the movie Ready to Rumble?
Oh, yes.
I picture Zach and Kara in this situation. So he's about to, like, she's trying to come on to him, but he's taking it as a wrestling thing. And they're out in the living room at first, and she's like, show me some of your moves. And so he literally, like, plow drives her to the floor. And then she kind of, she tries to, like, shake it off, and she's like, let's take it to the bedroom and stuff. And so he's like, ooh, bedroom match. I like that. And so then they go in there, and she ends up, like, ripping off her top. It doesn't show anything, but she rips off her top, and he stares for a second. He's like, foreign object! And he, like, right hooks her across the face.
Right hooks her. Just, yeah.
Foreign object?
That's literally what he says in the movie.
Because, like, in a wrestling ring, if they come at you with, like, a ladder or a crutch or something, it's a foreign object.
So she literally just flashes him, and he's like, foreign objects! And just hits her.
See, now there, right there? Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah.
Yep. See? There we go. Mm-hmm. I saw Zach and Kara's foreplay.
Except they're in like luchador outfits.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What about you guys? Is there anything in particular you've always wanted in your bedroom?
Oh man.
Besides Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I don't even know. I was lucky. I had like the basement basically to myself. So like the big side of the basement was my bedroom. And then the other side of it, I had like almost like a little shop. Like I could build stuff, make That's things, cool. draw, do whatever.
Like Chris's skateboard.
Yeah. It's probably in there somewhere. Now it's full of all my dad's crap. It's just piled on top of it.
I always thought it would be cool to have like a themed room.
Yeah. Like one of those rooms they get from Extreme Home Makeover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could actually picture this for Chris, just where he's an outdoorsman, but have a bedroom that looks like you're camping. Mm-hmm. Like, so you've got like the fake trees and stuff and the starlit ceiling, a tent in the corner.
Like an anniversary inn type room.
Yeah.
It's like prairie exactly. schooner with a bed.
Yeah.
Sleeping in a covered wagon.
Yeah. At random times, a fake elk pokes its head out and he has to shoot it.
See, one thing I've always wanted. So in our house growing up, my mom had the ceiling painted like the sky.
Yeah.
So just
I remember that.
The blue with the white clouds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, I was like, it'd be cool to do every room like a different sky. So like you had like a sunset or something. I said,
Northern
I was like,
lights.
In my room, I would love like a storm, like have the storm clouds with lightning and different things and like raindrops coming down.
To match your angsty teen soul.
That's right.
What did you say? Lightning?
I said to match your soul.
Oh, yeah.
I was a dark person.
That's what I said.
I was actually like, I was a very dark light person.
You are.
I'm super friendly, lovable, everything, but I love dark things.
Dark shirts and skulls and stuff, but you're like, hey, how you doing?
It's true.
Can I help you?
You know that meme where it's the golden retriever and then that werewolf, and it's like my personality and then my taste in music.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that fits me to a T.
That is very true.
Well, gosh, just today I took Micah to Home Depot with me to get some parts for the sink, and she went over to the Halloween section. She's barely three, and she's like, there's these animatronic moving skeletons.
Oh, they're creepy, too. Oh.
And she was loving it.
Really?
Oh, dude, she loved every second
of it.
That
is great.
That's awesome. She was running around, playing with them. She won. There was this little skeleton. Gosh, it was like a dog or something. And it was like moving and stuff. And she's like, she thought it was a toy. She wanted me to buy it for her, bring it home so she could play with it. I'm like, that is creepy.
That is excellent.
Dude, we went by that the other day and Scarlett just like looked at him and she would get close to him and just stare at him. And then she walked by one that was like super creepy. And she's just like, no, no, No.
No.
No. And just like walked away. No, no, no.
Well, I think I've shared this with you guys before, but over here at the mall, they have that creepy statue in the middle of the court. Have you guys seen that?
Mm-mm.
No.
Like how recently?
It's been there for years.
Are you talking? Wait,
what statue?
It's like right in front of Dick's, the entrance to Dick's. It's that Smaug the Impaler or something like that from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, it's the white orc. The white orc.
He's missing his arm and he's got like a stabby thing.
Yeah, he's got like faces. Yeah. He's like a loincloth. Yeah. He's all that now. Shredded up and blue eyes and sharp fangs.
He's got a scar.
Loves him. That's her best friend. She calls him Tall Guy. She has to see him every time we go there.
You know, I saw a horror movie like that once.
She thinks he's hilarious.
The little kid saying, Tall Guy.
Oh, right.
Then he ends up coming to life and killing the family.
Good.
Just kidding. I'm making this up. But it sounds like your it sounds like your typical horror movie, though, right? Where the little kid has an imaginary friend.
Well, that was a movie. It was a...
With Fred Savage?
No.
Come Play?
Little Monsters. Yeah, Come Play. That one was creepy.
I think I watched
I don't do that thing.
Dude, I don't... Like, where does that come... Going back to what we were talking about, like, fears and stuff in the last podcast. Like, how does that... Like, well, see, what makes you like it?
My kids started out, especially Brinley, she loved Halloween and scary things. And now, man, we walk into like Spirit Halloween or something, they're terrified.
Yeah.
Really?
Kaylee's the same way. Huh. She freaks out.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm like, you're old enough to understand it's fake, right? Like, and she's...
I still don't understand it's fake.
It's not well, and that's the perfect example of that golden retriever werewolf thing, right? Like she's like this sweet little girl, and yeah, she just loves the scary skeletons.
That's awesome.
Cracks me up.
It's because she's Batman.
Batman's only afraid of bats.
Batman doesn't do timeout.
It's freaking bats.
I love freaking bats.
I freaking love Halloween. Freaking
bats. Oh, man.
All right. Well, I think maybe we should just call it.
Right?
I think...
I was going to say the one big thing that we missed about Cam's room.
Yeah.
We forgot about the fan.
The fan?
He's got to have a fan to air himself off after he gets out of the shower.
At that point, it was probably... I think it was a ceiling fan.
Yeah, that's what he's... That's what I pictured. Still it was a ceiling fan.
What's he do? Lay on the bed with his legs spread in the air? Have you
not seen their men try? He does.
I lay on the corner... Put one foot on the dresser, one foot on the wall, and I have a stand-up fan that just blows right on my gentles.
On your gentles?
Yes, I didn't want to say it the other way.
Completely.
My tenders.
My gentles.
My tenders.
Keeps them nice and dry.
Gets them nice and dry.
Gets them nice and dry. Keeps them there for
me. See? And for those of you curious where how this came about, we did a video where we traded... Our routines, our morning routines. Mm-hmm. So we wore swimsuits, went to each other's houses, and we walked each other through our morning routine. That was a shocker.
That was the best part. So I was like, we're not done yet. And come on in.
This is where we get into the whole thing of picturing things, because you describing that, as bad as a picture as it is, I pictured the whole thing.
All right. Yeah. I pictured that that scene in Star Wars with the pit with all the teeth.
That's your, he's talking about
that's
your junk.
Bum hole?
No, yeah. That's your junk. It's just the teeth. Just,
just more like a pink elephant.
No. It's like a kraken.
Beak and all.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh.
That would be hilarious to see each other's morning routine. Like literally every detail start like from the moment you wake up to the moment you're walking out the door to go to work. Like that would be hilarious.
How could we do that? I mean, I would be totally revisiting it for a Mentri video just to do it for all five of us. I think it would be hilarious.
Mine's boring.
Because you think that. But when you get down to the nitty gritty details, it gets pretty wild.
Because you, one, might find out that you do something like super weird and had no idea.
Mine's a nighttime routine.
That's so fine. Did you even do it like in the shower? It's like, okay, wash this first.
I've done it in the shower. Like,
but it's hard to think about.
When you're like coaching someone through it.
You're like, you have to do, wait, no, I do this. How do I do that?
Huh. Interesting. Because it's so automatic.
Right.
30 years of doing it, you know. You know you're... Moves. Huh, so we have to figure it out.
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
I can say I got two routines. I got a weekday routine where I get up and get ready for work. And then I've got a weekend routine I have relaxed and
we did
all the time I need.
Lux versions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did your
like
Lux.
You have time. If you have a lot of time,
that is my
to
weekend.
Get ready in the morning.
We, we did your Lux. We never did my Lux. Mine was just the get ready.
Yeah, that I've got two different routines.
Mm. Okay. That's something fun. we'll think about it. I'd love to revisit it because it would be hilarious. I'd love to see it.
Interesting.
Okie dokie.
Well, that was quite an episode, I would say.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. Didn't expect it to go that way, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
Can I applaud us? We nailed it on the head.
Right?
Pretty well.
We know each other. That's friendship.
Down to the details.
Well done, guys. Well done. All right. Well, thank you so much. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out our other ones. We've got a little bit of everything. Give us a rating and subscribe, like, tell your friends, especially. Word of mouth is going to help us out best. And we hope to see y'all next week.
Yes. Thanks so much for being part of this crowd.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
See you.
Ciao.
Deuces.